Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a dream about my mother that has stayed with me ever since. I dreamt that I found a wooden box with her name on. It was old and worn, with charred edges and beaten up clasps. I touched the box, and the lock flicked open. And inside, there were files, papers, documents, drawings. Reading them made me feel close to her again. But only for a moment. Only until the horror seeped in. The papers documented trials on endangered species. Experiments that resulted in the creation of freakish monsters. Mutated bats, killer bees, infected fungi with a mind of its own. It was horrific. I dreamt that I was on a laboratory orbiting the Earth 300 miles high, the decommissioned shell of the space station that she had died in. Untouched. Unmanned. Exactly as she left it. Like a treasure chest deep under the ocean, just waiting to be found and unlocked. A literal Pandora's box. That should never, ever be opened.
Coexistence. Episode 15, Pandora's Box.
Where are we going?
To the place where it all began. We have passed the Kármán line, and will be docking with the Insignia Life Orbital Laboratory in 2 minutes.
Insignia 12? What are you trying to prove?
That there is more to your existence than life and death. If you choose to accept it, if you do not, then mankind may be in its final days before it is erased from the map of the universe altogether.
What are you?
Merely a conduit. Simply a wiki unit. But my instructions do not come from the network mainframe. Mine come from a signal. 13 billion light years away. Have you never wondered how your planet seemed to explode in technological advancement in such a short space of time? Within 30 years, mankind has created such incredible achievements as interstellar space travel, the megastructures of Tyr City, the biodome, the hybrid coexistence between human and humanoid, even the hive mind network of your hundreds of millions of wiki units that you have all become so reliant upon. We gave you these gifts. We gave you these gifts to push you towards your inevitable end. We are docking with Insignia 12.
She allowed Insignia Life to channel the depths of hell. 30 years of mistakes.
Jenny was simply following orders.
She had a choice, Wiki. She always had a choice. What? What are these cages? These things.
Your arrival on Insignia 12 has activated the Patient Zero protocol. This laboratory is on course to dock with Tier City, where the remaining active X5 will be released. The biodomes have ejected from Earth. The countdown has begun. These cages contain death of your planet.
Is this what you brought me here for? To go down with the sinking ship?
No, Max. There is something that you must
such a thing.
Just as Professor Keller was attempting to save your species by creating a self-replicating food source, but instead, stumbling upon something much more incredible.
The Aqua.
Jenny was thinking bigger. Her sight was set on an entirely different future. A new model for humankind. One that she genetically bonded with our species. Dr. Cook provided her with a tissue sample from his own body. Jenny
Are these things still alive?
You need to understand how important Rachel is to us. You need to understand how important Rachel is to everyone. She is the next link in the evolutionary chain. She is the key to Curl evolution.
Are not
alone. They are here.
Oh, God!
Max. Dad.
What are you doing here? Rachel, you can't see this.
What are they?
Rachel, don't look!
What are they?
You can't see this.
Dad? That's... They're... Me!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What are these things?
They are mistakes, Rachel.
Dad, did you know about this?
No. No, honestly, I had no idea.
Liar!
Oh, Rachel, please.
How dare you?
Rachel, don't! It's not safe!
Liar! What the hell do you think I am? An experiment? A string of code you can do what you like with?
No, Rachel!
Rachel, this has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me, Professor. They look a lot like me.
No, no, no! We can't let them die!
They're alive?
Of course they're alive! We must recreate tube integrity or we'll lose them all!
Don't touch them!
We can't lose the specimens! They're too valuable!
Specimens? How dare you?
He's right, Rachel. We have to let him save them.
But look at them! What are they?
We need to go, Rachel. Now. Trust me, Rachel.
Bioman integrity critical.
You can't stay here. Get to the escape pod. Now. Go. Go.
Dad! Come with me.
We're locked in.
What are you doing?
Do it, Keller.
Wiki, flood the laboratory. Set solution to 98 degrees. Inject genetic enzyme fluid, 20%.
I'm sorry. My little girl, I'm so sorry.
No! You can't just apologize. Don't do this. I need you.
You've never needed me, Rachel. You're so much stronger than you know. Your mother and I created this horrific world that you inherited. Now I must give you the chance to choose your own path. Stop Insignia Life.
No!
Release the evidence that will hold them accountable. Reclaim the world that was taken from you.
No!
Save yourself, Rachel. No one is going to do it for you.
Dad!
Well, Max, it's good to see you.
You too, Keller.
No!
Wiggy, activate self-destruct sequence. Let's blow this place to hell, where it belongs.
Run, Rachel. Run. Wait. Hatch sealed.
Launch escape pod!
Launching.
My dad sacrificed himself to save everyone in Tear City. He sacrificed himself to save me. As I sat alone in the escape pod, I watched the fragments of the orbital lab that killed my mum and dad drift silently out into space. In the distance, shining like planets, I saw the cluster of biodomes crawl slowly towards their future. And I felt that my life had only just begun.
Hunter. Rachel Hunter. This is the Jurassic. Are you receiving me, Rachel?
Lithia?
The Mega Fleet has found you. We are recovering your escape pod. Data drive integrity is intact. Which file would you like to access first? Rachel, Hunter.
She needs to think that we're gone, Max. She needs to think that we're dead, if she's going to leave her old world behind.
I know. We got her out of Tear City in time. The rest is up to her now.
Destroying that lab may have prevented the Patient Zero protocol, Max. But you haven't stopped Insignia Life from turning Tear City to rubble and evacuating Earth. The biodomes have already launched. What's left of mankind is on the run.
I did what I had to do.
The real threat is coming, Max. Rachel and the humanoid army are all that stand between it and the destruction of our world. It will hunt her. It will destroy her if she's not prepared to fight. The age of Caldera is upon us.
Everything you predicted is coming true.
Yes. Caldera will bring with it an extraterrestrial force so violent that the sheer volcanic nature of its presence will result in the collapse of all natural laws as we know them. Gravitation, light, matter, all will be sucked into the darkness of the void, taking us with it. This is the end, Max. We are out of time.
Coexistence starred Imogen Parker as Rachel Hunter and Jaco Katebi as Blake, Ashley Cole as Jesse, Michael Magnet as Max Hunter, Monica Nash as Jenny Hunter, Anthony Moynihan as The Preacher, William Lester as Morgan, Lithium and the Chem, James Reynard as Professor Keller, Natasha Radsky as the Rare Earth Medic, Caitlin Wood as Molly, James Kingdon as Floyd Hendry, Johanna Statton as Agent Brannon, Mark Stevenson as Dr. Cook, David Heppel as Commander Bryce, and Jesse Jane Knowles as Wiki. Coexistence was written and directed by Colin Carvalho Burgess, created and produced by Dominic Nangle and Colin Carvalho Burgess. The production manager was David Harper. Explore the Coexistence universe on our fandom pages and follow Coexistence Pod. Coexistence is a production by Coex Studios London.
Caldera. Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.